This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It is time to sing yet another song that Erica doesn't know the words to.
I know most of it.
Okay, let's go.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get it straight. It's the Slacker Show's great mate debate.
It's so close.
It's this middle word.
Yeah. It's that third chorus that really trips her.
Yeah, she really falls apart on that. What's happening, Hack?
We have a lovely couple today. Mm. Kathleen and Brock are here to talk about their friend's adoption.
Hmm. Okay.
We'll take just about anything. Kathleen, you won the toss. You get to go first. Kathleen?
Yay!
What's going on?
Okay, so Brock and I are married. We have two kids, and one of my single friends, Morgan, is trying to adopt a child.
Oh,
that's very exciting.
She's listed my husband and I as references for the adoption process, and she said they'll probably be calling us for our recommendation, and I am super excited for Morgan, and I want to help her, but Brock...
Okay. Well, before, I mean, you could tell his side, or do you, what, why are you excited for this? Is she and her sig other trying to adopt, or is she trying to do this on her own?
No, she's adopting on her own.
Okay.
But I'm just so excited for her. I know that she's wanted to be a mom for her whole life, and, you know, the right guy hasn't come along, and she's like, you know what? I want to do this anyway. And so I'm excited for her and I want to help her in any way I can.
Okay.
You're a good friend.
Okay. Let's find out. Okay. Well, we don't know his side. So you're already Brock. Brock, are you there?
Yay.
There you are. Why don't you want Morgan to have a kid?
I think it's a bad idea. She would not be a good mother. There you go.
Okay. Do you have evidence, or are you just saying that to be unintentionally cruel?
I obviously, I've known Morgan, obviously, and from my personal experience with her, she's very irresponsible. She's notoriously flaky, doesn't show up, says she will, blah, blah, blah. I mean, she's the kind of person who would book an international vacation at the drop of a hat. You'd be like, I thought she was coming over. Nope, she went to Europe.
She's a single woman with no children. She deserves to do that.
Right. And like, so the kid would be getting a full dosage of her with no counterbalance. It's just not a good idea.
Okay. Hey, Kathleen, hearing his points about your friend, do you have a rebuttal?
You know I'm right. You know I'm right.
No. I agree. She's a single woman right now. She can live her life how she wants. Mm-hmm. And
of course,
when she has a child, of course that's going to change. She's not going to book a last-minute vacation across the country when she has a
Obviously,
baby.
Obviously, right. Yeah.
Right.
How does she do with your kids, Kathleen?
Oh,
or Brock.
She wants baby. You want to? I'll tell it. You want to say?
No, go ahead.
So we let her watch our kids once, and it was such a disaster that Kathleen and I both agreed afterwards. Like, yeah, I don't think we're doing that again.
Okay, but
right?
I think it'll.
Right?
Yes, that is true, but. I think it will be different when she has a child of her own. I think she's ready for it. Like, that was, you know, a year ago now. I think she's ready now.
Oh, that was only a year ago.
And it's going to be different when you have to take care of your own child.
Kathleen, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. Come on. Children don't change people who they are.
I was going to say, we have two male parents in the room.
It changes what you have to do, but it doesn't all of a sudden make you like, hey, now I've really got my stuff together.
It can. It depends on who you are. There's definitely absentee fathers and probably,
sure,
to a certain extent, absentee mothers. I don't, yeah.
Do you feel like
you hit it right on the head. It depends who you are.
And you think she's, okay, so let me just get this straight. First off, let me get a phone number in here. 303-222-5423. Pick a side, pro adoption for their friend or anti. I don't know that we're going to make you hold to this. But like, Brock, in your thing then, when they call for a reference, like your side is you want to go, yeah, I don't think so. Like, I don't think she'd be.
I don't think.
But is that your decision to make?
It is not. It is the companies, the states, whoever.
But they're asking.
I'm just going to be honest.
You should.
Okay, but I disagree. And if I'm being honest, then I wouldn't say that. Also, how are we going to turn around and tell Morgan that we, like, ruined her chances of adopting a child and fulfilling this lifelong dream? Like, I'm going to lose her as a friend if we do that.
Dude, they don't tell you.
No. The kid.
Well, what? She's going to say, how'd it go? And they're going to say, great, and lie.
Yeah, you got to do a few lies if you're going to do that.
Or Kathleen's going to lie to the person. Kathleen, you don't think you're lying. You don't.
Not lying.
But you don't want her to watch your kids, though. Like, that's where I'm.
Well,
starting
we have
with
different
toddlers.
Parenting styles.
I'm just.
Oh, different parenting styles.
So if they were to ask you, Kathleen, has she ever watched your kids? You're going to go, yeah, she was great. Is that what you're going to do? Because you're going to lie?
I'm not going to lie. I'm going to say, yes, she has watched the kids before. I trust her with my kids.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
You don't, though, right?
She's not the first call, but I mean, I don't think she's gonna hurt them or anything.
I don't know. I mean, this feels way more serious than like a job reference. If someone's like, hey, you would be cautious, right? Just like. Like, you go drinking with people that if they, hey, would you give me a recommendation? No.
I would tell them to their face, I would, but I think I just wouldn't answer the phone. I don't want to be the one to be that honest and go like, no, I would never hire that person. And let alone, I don't want to be the one who crushes her dreams. But like, I also don't want to lie because like, it's not like getting a puppy, you can't take it back.
Well, you also can't really take a puppy back, but.
But you can put it on Craigslist.
Oh my God. Wait, but I did want to ask, do either T-Hack or Slacker, did you feel like having kids leveled up your ability to be responsible or like how you behaved in that kind of.
I'm going to say yes, but I'm going to say something that's going to get me in so much trouble.
Oh boy.
I think it's great for women. I would say my ex-wife leveled up 400 levels, but she carried the baby. So that baby was inside of her that whole time. And like, she had a connection in the whole thing. And I think adoption's amazing. And I think adoption is, you should adopt, blah, blah, blah. But if this person doesn't go through that 9-month transition and just all of a sudden has a baby, I don't know that she's going to be changed in the way my ex-wife was, right, nor in the way that I was. Cause I had to be, I was with her while she's going through it.
Well, it all just depends because you guys waited 9 months. She could wait 2 years.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
But she could be just taking European vacations right up until the day they drop a kid on her step.
And so could have you.
I'm not saying I would. Do not misunderstand. I am not on Brock's side. Okay. I am not. But like, I think what TX said, we all know somebody that's a friend. We wouldn't give them a reference for a job. Can we also agree? We have friends that we think probably wouldn't be a great parent.
But people change.
I know. It's just.
But they're asking you, do you think she'd be a great parent? And are you going to tell the truth or not? Or do you say people change? She's not now, but maybe she'll be better.
The reason I'm like, just give her the good rec. So before I met my fiance, I was highly considering freezing my eggs to have a child on my own. I was at a point in my life where I was like, I really want kids. I will do it myself. I think there are plenty of people who at that time could have said, she like goes out a lot and she's single and she, you know, how is she going to do this? I don't think that means I shouldn't have had a kid. You're now, right. The situation has changed, but.
I'm just.
I don't know. And I don't think I changed, really. I mean, I think I think my focus changed, but I think I've always been responsible.
You've always been perfect.
That's okay. Not my word.
all right, Kathleen Brock, hang on. We're going to get you a jury and we're going to figure out whether you should. I don't know. I've never been honest when somebody calls me for a reference.
What?
You're not 100%. You're like, yeah, no, they're great. You're like, oh yeah, no, I'd hire him right now. And it's like, because that's just what you're supposed to say. Do you think anybody goes like, oh God, no. I don't think you do that.
I agree. I think the references are weird. Because why would you put someone on there who would not give you a positive
But this
review,
Morgan chick doesn't know that Brock's ready to throw under a bus.
Right.
That's the weird
thing.
So he's already on there.
She thinks I've watched their kids.
Once.
It didn't go well. She clearly doesn't know it didn't go well.
All right. So should they throw her under the bus? Do you think one reference is enough to tank it?
Yes.
Oh boy. All right. Should Brock be forced to lie? That's the question. Or can he tell his truth and Kathleen tell her truth?
And let them kind of figure out who's.
Yes. It's adoption, great mate debate. Do we let a kid go to somebody who might not be fit?
Might.
303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're actually kind of being flippant for how serious this great mate debate is. Kathleen and Brock have a friend who has been single forever and is just ready to have a kid and wants to adopt.
And she should.
But Brock, may I commend Aaron and Erica your restraint, because I think it probably is making you angry that a man is saying, I don't think she'd be a good mom.
Yeah, it's not my favorite thing I've heard today.
Okay, but he has evidence. They watched the kids she watched the kids one time. And long story short, they're about to get a reference call, and Brock wants to go, no, I don't think she'd be a good mom. And Kathleen's like, wants to just be supportive.
Right.
And we're deciding which way they play it on the radio.
Okay. Yep.
There's some tension in this room. Kathleen, Brock, feel free to jump in with anybody that you'd like. And we're starting with Amy.
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I am on her side.
Yeah.
It's not their decision if their friend gets a child or not. It's the adoption service to make that decision.
Right, but shouldn't you be honest with them?
You should be honest, 100%. Like, that's really my question is, what the hell did she do? What did she do, right, a year ago that made you no longer want her to babysit? Because that's kind of a question,
Does anybody want to answer that, or is that too personal?
Listen, it's not like my whole perspective is based on one incident. I know the woman. Okay. So, you get to know someone on a regular basis. I don't have anything against her. I just don't think she's very responsible, very flaky, kind of all over the place. Shouldn't have a kid. A year ago. Okay. When she lost our kid. Sure. So we're out.
She lost your kid?
She lost our kid. Yeah, we get this message. We missed her call. And she's like, I can't. She couldn't find one of our kids. I don't want to get specific. And so we're like, what? And then, we miss that call. Like a few minutes later, right after we see the message, she calls back saying, no, everything's okay.
Parents lose their kids all the time.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were home.
Okay.
And so then we get home. She's asleep. The kids are in the kitchen making a mess.
Okay, so
she seemed to have a few drinks.
Okay. You're right. Okay. Amy, does that change it for you? Still on her side now that you know what happened?
No. I have two kids of my own, and I've gone around, and I used to be a flaky kid as well. I was a dumb 20-year-old, and now I have two kids, and hopefully, quote unquote, I'm a good mom. I don't know, right? But, I don't think it's their choice. Yeah, you can be honest and give your opinion, but in reality, it's still the adoption choices. People They're the ones that are making the decision if this person's a good person.
You know what, Amy? I agree with you, but I don't think that's the argument. I don't think Brock wants to keep her from getting a kid. He just wants to tell the truth in the process.
Right.
His version of
the truth. He can tell the truth. That's his perspective. And then, right, I think Kathleen, I'm still on Kathleen's side. Each of you guys tell your perspective and be supportive, but 100%. Like, Kathleen, be supportive on your perspective. Brock, mm-hmm. if you want to be honest 100%, go right ahead. I don't think you're right. I think you should just say, hey, I don't think she's a great fit. Leave it at that.
Okay. Thank you. Are we going to be able to get through this? Because I feel there's so much tension in the room. Ruth?
Yes.
Whose side are you on?
Definitely Brock. He should completely tell his truth. Women don't all change with babies just because there's a baby in the room. And there's so much truth to that fact when you carry a baby, give birth to it, that DNA imprints on you.
Yeah.
This girl is not going to change that much just because a baby is in front of her.
This is where, like, I know that I was the one who put that argument out there, but I'm going to say that, like, Aaron's sister waited forever for a baby, and that anticipation, like, you become a mom in that, and then you know there's a baby.
So don't you think, is the friend Morgan? Don't you think Morgan has been waiting? If she's going through this process, she, again, watched her kids a year ago, probably before she decided to have kids.
Okay. But she's, okay. Abby?
Yay, guys.
Yay. Whose side are you on?
All right. I got to give you a little context. I am a mom of five, three that came out of me, two that came out of my wife. And I'm also a pediatric emergency department nurse. I have seen so much neglect and abuse and death. It's unbelievable. Babies that should not be with the families that they're born into. It's unbelievable. There are so many babies in this world that need love. If she is taking this upon herself to seek out a child that she can love and that she can support on her own, let her have the kid. Whose place is it for you to judge? Give your side of it. She can give her side of it. Yeah. And then, like, what else is there?
Thank you.
Great
perspective. I see that there's another person here for him, but what are the texts like? Is it split? Because the phones are split right down the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's an interesting text that says maybe husband is a little jealous. He can't just go at the drop of the hat like she does. And I...
But are you only going to read texts that bolster the side?
No, I'm not. That was the first one I saw.
The texts look very split to me too. A lot of people saying the argument of like, you can't, it's not like adopting a pet. Like
there's no take backs.
Exactly.
Guys, I don't know that we got you an answer, but I hope you heard some things and like, yeah. Is everybody good?
I'm surprised that it's split. I thought it would be 80% on my side.
It's more like I've never seen it this split. Like
there's
we can just go
one
back
that
and
says,
forth.
It's a child, not a goldfish. Tell the truth.
Kathleen, you know I'm right. You're just trying to be a good friend. I have nothing against Morgan. I'm just going to tell the truth. And it's not up to me. Like the listener said, hey, it's not up to me. But if I'm asked, that's how I feel.
Well, I hope I answer the phone when they call then.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. The news team is scrambling, trying to find their stories for news or no.
News. News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real
I like the way you do
is to decide.
Nope.
If this is news or no.
What the announcer do is. God. News or no. The stories. I just want the stories of the day, the stories. Yeah, this is when we actually tackle real things, supposedly. Just a quick refresher. Everyone in the room has a nope and nobody's used their nope this week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you need to nope, this is your time. No, I was going to let the listeners do it, but we don't want to. I don't want to read that many nopes in a row.
Good evening.
Oh, good evening.
The National Women's Soccer League team that is coming here to Denver. Why are you groaning?
Because I can't use my nope on it.
Right, because it's women's sports and you can't.
I would get in so much trouble.
Right.
I just, hey, Rapids, love you, looking at you, you're great, but I don't care about soccer that much. I don't care about American soccer.
But I feel like I'm going to be controversial.
Boys or girls, okay?
Women's soccer is way cooler. It's way
better.
Than
boys soccer?
Yes.
Is it?
The men's team, the U.S. men's team?
They were kind of terrible.
The U.S. women's team, great.
Who was that guy that looked like Dave Matthews? It was like the...
Landon Donovan?
Is that him? Yeah, he looked like... He does look... You knew exactly who I'm talking about, though.
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
They used to be good.
Yeah, but they were never like... Here's my problem, and please don't be mad at me, but I was like married to a Brazilian, so like soccer's different.
Football.
Yeah.
They're so much better than we are. Like they start playing soccer like as they fall out of the womb.
But the women's team.
Okay, so maybe. Okay, so good. more news about the women's soccer team.
So they have a general manager now. He's the former general manager and chiefs.
Nope.
Oh, he is it! Let's go! Let's go!
Fine.
That
you don't
was
care
a late...
about the guy, you care about the women.
Yeah. Enough about this guy.
Hack, are you really going to try to play it that way? 303-222-5423. You spell his name T.Hack.
I wouldn't care about any soccer, period. Okay. Men or women.
Old. That's kind of a quality.
Good evening.
Good. Oh, you're going to go now.
Yeah.
After pulling a nope.
Sure.
That feels like you shot her and then took over.
Well, Erica spent earlier this week watching the American Music Awards, and she was the only one. As the viewership dropped by 22% since last year.
I was going to nope you, but this is too good. It was so bad.
Not a single artist who was nominated for Artist of the Year showed up.
Not one. And again, I think I said it off air because I didn't want to be in trouble. But the two people who won Entertainer of the Year in country.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Beyonce for female, Post Malone for male.
Yeah.
And if you check the country charts, neither one of them, like right now, top 10 or every single song in the top 10 of country chart is by one artist right now.
Lainey Wilson.
No. It's Morgan Wallen has all 10 of the top 10.
Wow.
Because... That's what you get when you release an album with 37 songs on it or whatever.
Yeah. But also, this is of the year. The AMAs were of the year, but still, horrible show.
But both Beyonce and Post Malone, their entire body of work is like 10% country.
Right.
You know, they're not like country artists. They've made country songs, but they're not a country artist.
Don't we think it's like the Lainey Wilsons of the world and the like...
Yeah, who's 100% country, all of her songs.
Would you be mad if she won Entertainer of the Year? Like if somebody other than you won, anybody won, you'd be like, if Gwen Stefani won because she did the duet with her husband, you'd be like, what? No, you don't know.
Yeah.
So anyway, so nobody watched.
4.73 million people watched.
That is a lot. Yeah. I would say a low number.
That's the thing is it's a lot of people, but still really low for
awards. What's the Super Bowl get? Like 30 million or 50 million or something, right?
So yeah.
Sporting events get like... Okay, so
and you know what? The Super Bowl did better because Taylor was there. So,
oh my god,
127.7 million for the Super Bowl.
What? Okay,
it was record breaking.
Okay,
Taylor Swift was there.
Good can evening. I nope her commentary?
I don't know. I used mine already.
You still have a nope.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I am sensing a divorce coming with Hailey Bieber and Justin Bieber. She just sold her makeup brand for $1 billion, and I think this is her way of kind of
getting ready.
Oh.
She sold it for what?
$1 billion.
Did she get all that?
Or
did she have like investors
team,
and partners and like whatever?
But that's way more than they probably invested.
Yeah.
Hailey Bieber's worth a bill.
Well, minimum.
I don't know if she's worth a bill, but
that company.
She sold it to Elf, which is like the biggest makeup.
Oh, yeah. Even I know what that is.
Yeah. Well, you do have a daughter.
Sure, that's why.
And a former wife.
Okay. Wow. So you think this is an indicator?
Yeah.
Did he comment on it? Do we know?
No.
Did Justin?
No, yeah. He posted about it.
Oh,
he
did?
Yeah, he posted a very interesting photo of them.
So he's still he's being the supportive husband.
I don't know if you can call what he's doing supportive. His whole comment about her Vogue shoe, like.
Yeah.
How does this keep happening? It's like Selena Gomez sold hers for like a billion. Kylie Jenner did it for a billion. Yeah. Like how many $1 billion makeup companies can there be before there's not a market for it? How does this keep, this is like the only way to be. I got a lot. Yeah. Hack Cosmetics. I'm out of here. What am I doing?
You should do like Hack Skin because you have flawless skin.
Oh, thank you.
You do have nice skin.
Thank you. It'll just be a dirty washcloth.
Okay. What did he post?
He posted a photo of her, and then the next slide is her caption. There is no caption on his post, and all the comments say like, Daddy's not allowed to do captions anymore. Bros in caption jail. Oh, because she put him in caption jail after the vote.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
E-A-N-A-N-A-S.
I can't. Okay, so there's a story. There's a story about how people peel their bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Why are we talking about this on the radio? Because all of a sudden, we're in the room going, some people peel bananas like a monkey. They go from the other side.
Right.
And we all know what the other side is. If I say the other side, you know exactly what I'm saying, which means there is a side.
You hold, mm-hmm. It's as if they're holding the top as a handle.
But why would you do, like, I'll bring it around and then we'll come back to it. But like, here's the thing. We're talking about it. And then all of a sudden, everybody in the room suddenly got a banana story. And I'm like, well, I guess we're going to go on the air with this. But like, why are we doing this?
I don't know.
I will not. I've never eaten a banana. I've tried to eat a banana. I cannot eat a banana.
Never in your life. Not when you were a child.
Not really. No. My mom would occasionally slice them up, but she would like put honey on them and put peanut butter and honey on them.
Yeah.
To get me to eat them. There's something.
No, I was the same way.
You guys didn't have peanut butter and banana sandwiches growing up?
Kind of, but no, not really, no. Like the idea of eating a banana, I swear I'm not being this weird dude who's like, it's the shape. It's not that.
It was the texture.
Yes.
Yeah.
It needs to be, okay? I have to say two words and everybody has to be okay with it. It has to be harder or softer. But the texture of it, in its current form, mm-hmm. is inedible to me.
Okay, but do you ever get a, like, well, you don't try bananas, but sometimes you get a not ripe enough banana.
That's super, but it's not hard enough.
It's too hard.
And it also tastes like butt.
It's too hard, and it tastes green.
Yes, yeah. It tastes terrible.
And then you could also let it ripen up more, and it would be softer. So really, but then you it's do real have an option. Mushy.
No, but see, I could never, because then you can't, once it's that ripe, you can't really peel it and make anything out of it other than banana bread. That, then you just open it up, and
you
I just
you can make banana pancakes. They're really good.
But you can't, like, open up a brown banana and, like, with any semblance, get it into your mouth. You know what I mean? It's just like, shooting pool with a rope. You're like, what's happening here?
But why do you want it softer? I don't get a banana's already. What's softer than a banana? That's you do
that. Like if I put a banana mush in a pan with if I swear to God, people, if you've never had this, banana pan, like with some oil, like Pam, like if it's your mom, Pam, and sugar and cinnamon, maybe some peanut butter or some agave or whatever.
It's like a lot of steps.
But it's just, you're just like mushing it and it's like, it becomes this soft thing. You put it on top of ice cream or just eat it like it is. And it's so good. It's peanut buttery, banana-y, cinnamon. I don't know why I became Sean Connery.
I've never heard of this before.
Oh my God, it's so good.
It seems like you could just make it without the banana and it would be probably better.
Kind of.
You're just right. Eat the ice cream. Skip the step. Leave the stove off.
All right, so anyway, there is a certain number of people who open a banana upside down, and then mm-hmm. Aaron's BF just did one.
Yeah, because I'm like Slacker. I don't like just raw banana. I'll slice it up, but I just don't
stick it on the stove. But
yeah. But this morning my blood sugar was low, so he got me a banana. He was like, look, how this is how I open them. And he opens it from the bottom, and I'm like, oh, like a monkey, they do that. And that was literally the first time I've had a banana opened in front of me for like 10 years.
Hold on. I'm sorry. The way you described it, it made it sound like your boyfriend was so excited to show you, like, oh, look what I do. And you're like a monkey.
Because that's what they do. Right.
Isn't that kind of a...
No.
No, all of it's bad.
That feels like a slam, right?
It is.
It's not.
Are you impressed?
I don't think she's calling her boyfriend a monkey.
No, I'm
He called himself a monkey. He was like, pay special attention to how I opened this wrong.
He did.
Right. No. And then he flung poop at her. Did he?
No, it's technically the right way to do it.
Okay.
According to who?
Monkeys.
Monkeys. Okay.
Well. Okay.
Because then you hold the top part like a handle or whatever. And then I think it also helps the stringy parts. Like those, for some reason, stay attached better or something.
Listen, we're running short on time. Does anybody else want to get their banana story in? I mean, Erica say, I have a banana.
I also have experience with a banana.
Everyone pull up a chair. Here comes her banana story.
Not that exciting. I put banana on my oatmeal every morning. And for the first time today, which is, it's weird that we're all talking about today.
Bananas.
I gave some banana to my dog, Swanson.
What did he think about it?
He loved it.
If you have a banana story, I'm not going to give you the number because we don't want to hear it.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
So we're talking off air. We're talking about sounds that just... Does everybody have a sound that just triggers you?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
And one of the sounds on Reddit that was talked about is a cat just before it barfs. And Erica will now attempt it.
I tried it off air. I went...
It's
a little less and a little more like
Is it guttural? Is like
kinda yeah.
There you go. That first
so it's
one
trying
was
to get like
the
fur ball. It's like
yeah. You know, now I feel like I'm gonna bark. Yeah. Watching you do that was not enjoyable.
So that does that trigger anybody in the room? Nobody's got a cat.
Well, no, but dogs do a similar thing, don't you think? Everyone's a dog owner here. And like in the middle of the night recently, I heard Swanson doing it and he threw up in his crate.
Mm-hmm. Oh, before he threw up. I thought you were going to say when they get after it.
Ew.
What do you mean?
when they
eat it.
No, I didn't even mean eating the barf.
What are you talking about?
It like the middle of the night cleaning makes me want to gag.
Not like wink, wink, get after
no,
it.
No, they're like, because it starts as like, and then all of a sudden it's like, they're just like, just getting out. They're like getting in there.
Because the skin is then wet or whatever. It's like, and then they're just like,
I think you're clean, buddy.
Yeah.
I have done that. And I'm like, I feel bad. Because if I was in the shower and somebody's like, enough. And you're like, no, wait. Right? Like,
yeah.
You do tell your dog, dude, you got it.
Do you guys miss your dogs right now?
Oh my God, Erica. Tiak wants to miss his dogs forever.
Oh.
Yes, you do, liar. Here's my weird sound that drives me crazy. It's weird. Have you ever been, you got to have kids to know this mostly, or just passengers, I guess. You're driving 65 miles an hour down the road and some J-hole in your back seat lowers their window.
Oh yeah.
And it creates that.
Yeah.
You do better at that than the cat gagging.
Are you trying to get me to do the cat gagging?
No, I want both. I want the window in.
I thought you were going to do when you were driving and someone goes,
Oh, also the worst. Because I will lock them up. And they're like, no, there's a Wendy's right there. And you're like, what?
Well, I got excited. What do you want? Okay.
You'll lock them up?
If somebody goes, you hit the brakes.
Oh,
you thought you meant lock the person up?
Okay. We need to work on just being blunt with Erica.
Yeah.
We're
don't pick up
some.
On the subtleties. Lock them up is like, you hit the brakes and you're like.
Lock them up. I'm like, and they're going to prison.
You lock them up and then you get after it.
I thought you were, you know how like some dogs like touch their special parts?
Leave her. Let her have it. Let her have her moment.
I have a sound. And it's not related to a pet. I have a sound that drives me nuts. not that either.
Okay.
It's the sound of the vacuum.
What?
The vacuum goes on and I'm not expecting it, or I'm not the one vacuuming, and like,
your cringy sound is a vacuum?
It's so loud. It's so loud.
Get a quieter vacuum?
Yeah, see, this is like putting me into like a tailspin. Because it's like, if I'm not expecting the vacuum to go on and I just hear like I am not thrilled.
Are you a dog?
Get after it. Here's what I propose. We let listeners call in with the sounds that drive them nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And Erica will try to make the sound with her mouth.
I can like do it. My best.
Okay.
So if there's a cringeworthy sound in your life, Erica will do it. We want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. Text or call.
Mine is wind chimes.
Oh my God, I forget.
Whenever I hear a wind chime.
You don't like the sound of a peaceful...
No, it's eerie. It's creepy, especially at night. And where do you get off being in charge of the neighborhood?
He does have a point there, but like...
Who are you? We all live here. You're like, I wouldn't put my speaker out and just be like, oh, this is for everyone.
I didn't...
It's calming.
I didn't think I could be more mad after her vacuum thing, but yours is dumber.
No,
yeah. Like,
you're welcome.
You just hear a wind chime out of nowhere and you're like, oh no, here we go. Here we go.
Because I go on walks through my neighborhood and there's like several, like there's blocks where everybody's got one.
Oh, and then they're not.
And they're not in sync. They're in different keys.
Can I ask a question about wind chimes?
Yep.
What happens in a big storm?
They're, it's like clang, 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 go the trolley. If they're like loud. Sorry, I just turned into Ethel Merman for a minute. Just
That was weirdly relaxing.
You know what I mean? They lose it.
Yeah,
and
so
they're
yeah.
just like, and it's like, instead of ding bong, bing dong, ding bong, they're just like, I'm not the one doing this. Yeah.
I cannot stand when people don't pick up their feet when they walk. And that shuffle.
The shuffle. Mm-hmm. That is a cringe sound.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do the shuffle.
You do. It's like, oh, with your mouth. I have another one.
I do know how to shuffle my feet.
Listen to me.
Yes.
I have another one. Oh. But I don't think you can make the sound.
Okay, let's try it.
I don't think McDonald's has it anymore.
Don't worry, you look at me.
Because you're the guy.
Okay. I'll know.
You used to be able to get like a breakfast from them. Not one of the weird little McGriddles.
Oh, like pancakes. Oh,
yeah. Eggs and the whole thing.
A platter, sure. Uh-huh. They still have them.
And it came in a styrofoam container.
Oh, gosh.
When you stick your fork in the first time to get like the egg, you know, it goes, do it. That.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then you're cutting the pancake.
It's like, oh, God.
Yeah, it's a bad one.
Okay. Styrofoam in general.
I'm going to bring styrofoam in tomorrow.
Oh, God, don't.
I'm going to bring in a vacuum.
Oh, no.
I'm bringing a dog in that's getting after it. Hack, what are you bringing to show and tell?
I think I'm out tomorrow.
All right, if you got a cringeworthy sound, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So Erica's going through an exam right now. It is, we're doing your cringeworthy sounds, and Erica's going to try to duplicate whatever the sound is. Are we going to allow her to use other than her mouth, or is it just mouth? I mean, if it's like there's a thud, can she hit the desk and like...
Who's going to say, oh, a thud really grinds my gears?
The sound...
Of a fork hitting... I don't know.
Okay.
You know the sound, like, no, it's terrible, but like when a kid or anybody falls and like hits their head and it makes that cantaloupe breaking sound and you know something bad just happened, you're just like, ugh, it's like that... Like,
I wouldn't say it's that squishy. If you're lucky.
Then you do it.
It's like a goom.
Samantha?
Yeah.
What's your cringe sound?
The crinkling of a plastic water bottle while it still has water inside of it.
Oh.
Oh, so I don't even know the water has to be in there. Hold on. We need to hear that one more time.
Oh. That was probably too long. That was probably for too long.
That's not quite.
No,
it.
We not have
like
the
that
right kind.
Thinner plastic. Yeah.
It's the ones that they made. You
like
know,
an arrowhead.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. They're just ready to be like compressed into nothing. Like if you breathe into it, it will go like and become nothing.
Your sound effects are much excelling mine.
much excelling. Stick to the sound effects. English is not your native language. Thank you, Samantha. You've been lovely. Mike.
Hello.
Yay.
What's your cringe sound?
If you're ever digging a hole, especially up here in Colorado in the mountains, you put a shovel in the ground, and if you pull back on it and there's a rock on the end of it, God bless you, I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it so much.
So slack.
I know. Dude, did you see how many times my shoulders had to go back?
Is it when the shoulder hits the rock?
Not the shoulder, but the shovel.
Sorry.
No, the shovel. When the shovel touches, if you pull back on it and it scratches against it, the vibration and the sound, it's soul crunching.
Here's the weird thing, because I have a tick that I've developed that's like that, but I do like the sound. Stemware on any marble or anything, like if I'm drinking a glass of wine, I like have to take it off, like I'm withdrawing a sword from a sheath, so it goes like
yeah,
and it's almost that exact same sound on a shovel, except the shovel's just,
it's a little crunchier
and it's metal and it's like,
yeah,
and it's like, oh no, you one more time.
I did it like
hasn't done a lot of manual labor.
No,
there, Mike.
I don't do the manual labor.
Yeah.
I leave
but thank
that
you for your
else.
Sound. Oh my God. And first when you hit it too, it hurts.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh yeah.
Yeah. I just hate the sound of hard work. Just in general.
Right. We
just
can
digging,
tell.
Just any. Yeah.
Ellen.
Yay.
Yay. What's your cringe sound?
I've told you this before, but I just wanted to see if Erica would take a stab at it. Oh.
What is it?
The sound of a rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay. Well, what? I don't remember.
And all of today's favorite hits.
The sound of a rodent?
Yeah.
Here's the thing. So I must compartmentalize so much. Is it just the rodent, or should we hear some,
of
the pecking?
Some of the pecking, yeah.
You hear the pecking, too.
Oh, okay. So it's like a...
You can use your hands. There you go.
Ellen, you give it a crack. You've heard it.
I guess Erica was kind of close.
Yeah, because there'd be pauses while it's
right.
Like, and then when it hits a lung, you're probably like, ugh.
But you see, I don't like thinking about this because it makes me think of my dog.
We're talking about a rodent and a chicken.
He's very small.
Is he the rodent or the chicken?
The rodent.
As you can hear, she's a real animal lover. Thank you, Ellen. Does anybody remember her saying that before?
No.
Like, what? No. She's called the show? Under what pretense? You go, when you're sitting there and you're going to tell a rodent's being pecked to death by a chicken?
It's oddly specific to have heard multiple times.
Yeah. Right?
There's that sound again.
She's got to live on like a farm.
Oh my God. Yes, I was thinking we were going to get calls like the Microsoft Teams meeting sound.
Yeah.
And we were going to try to make her say that, but it's super kidding.
No. Rodent being pecked to death by a chicken.
Okay. Jessica.
Yes.
What's your cringe sound?
Farting. Ugh.
My favorite. Say it, don't spray it, woman.
Wow.
It literally just
everywhere. Everywhere.
Like a gallery.
You know
show.
What, though? I'll give it to you. I'm going to call him out right now. My fiance farts so loud.
Okay.
And I just have to be like, ooh.
There's that sound again.
Is that a rodent or is that? Thank you, Jessica. Oh, boy. Mary.
Yeah.
Cringe sound. What's yours?
No,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Go ahead, Erica. We all know you're engaged.
Okay, that's not what I was going to lead with here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to lead with, I was reading this story and I was like, I really want to talk about arbitrary anniversaries. And I highly hope that everyone in the room has celebrated something silly before.
Isn't there a way to shorten that?
Arbitrary-versaries? Arbitraversaries?
Yeah. It's,
there we go.
We're going to keep working. Anabitrary.
You're making it worse. But these are
okay. Give me an example.
Minor milestones or random events, like you're celebrating them each year, or really just maybe one year.
Let me bring you in on a little bit of knowledge that I've gotten in my.
Talking to me, or are you talking to the world?
I'm talking to the world, but specifically you, Erica, because you brought it up. Boys don't do this because TAC doesn't know what day it is right now, let alone the date. Oh God, if you know this, I'm in trouble.
Oh, that's
the date
right.
The first time you kissed AHAC.
No, I don't.
You
know.
Remember the setting and set, and I would not
absolutely.
Be, but
yep.
The date.
It was our third date.
There you go.
Yep.
Remember all that, right?
Yep.
Got
yep.
it. Do you know the date?
No.
Then
no.
why in the not world would he remember something actually arbitrary?
Oh, something like I don't actually. Oh, the day you binge watched your first show together. Yeah, okay, to be fair, I don't like celebrate the first time I peed with the door open. I think we just kind of have always done that.
You've always peed with the door open?
I was listening to something and they were saying when you're a little bit older, you don't really date. You kind of just go to like being together.
That
and I feel like that was
true.
Us. Yeah. Like we went on one date. He was very scared. He didn't kiss me. I thought he just wanted to be friends. Then by like the third date.
Wait. Why is TX doing the point?
The
why
move.
Are you doing the point?
That's the move. I love Dane. I love him. He's the man.
Because that's a move? You think
that's the move?
That's the move.
It's the anti-move. The exact same thing happened to me and my wife. We hung out the first time. We sat next to each other on the couch. I didn't touch her. I barely looked at her. Definitely didn't kiss her. And she left thinking, I don't think he likes me. That's the move.
If you did that as a move, you're an a-hole.
Why?
Did you do it as a move or were you genuinely
respectful?
Okay.
And Dane was the same, I'm sure. He didn't want to pressure you. He didn't want you to feel uncomfortable.
Okay, yes. Dane has said that he was, one, very nervous. Dane, my fiancé, mm-hmm. by the way. There we go. That's better. He said he was very nervous and that also, yeah, he didn't want me to think like he only wanted one thing.
Okay, okay. Yep. Love
but
Dane.
Like,
love everything he just said. Hack, you said two different things. You said... I want to be respectful, blah, blah, blah. I respect what you're saying. Awesome.
Okay.
But you also said, that's the move. Is it a move?
It's my move to be respectful.
What?
Now what's confusing about
that? Gaming it.
Am I what?
Like, were you gaming it? Like, oh, well, if I do this, she's going to want me more.
No.
You were not.
No. Do I strike any of you as someone with that kind of confidence in a dating situation? No, it's like, I'm scared, so I'm just going to... Take it easy. I'm not going to do it. That's my move. I'm going to show you that I'm not a threat.
I see.
I'm just not a threat.
I believe him. Mm.
I know you want to talk about arbitrary anniversaries, but I just had a flipping epiphany.
What?
I think Hack is gaming all of us. I think he's like, I think the big doe eyes and that smile and the little cheeks with the little dimples.
Well,
he's and
the just, I'm honestly surprised eyebrows. Because he's the guy that knows the weather every single day. He looks it up. Like, I'm surprised he doesn't know the exact date.
Oh.
Yeah, but I think he games us on the innocent thing. I think he's doing like, I'm just so respectful, man. And like, he does this whole thing.
Do you think he's been gaming you for the, what, 9, 7 years he's worked here? 9 years? There we go. How many years have you been here and known soccer?
Like 7.
You think he's been gaming you that whole time?
I think he games
he plays
so
slow
much.
Game.
Yeah, it's a real
no,
slow
I think
game.
He games so much all the time that this has just become who he is. But deep down, he just blew it. He was just like, that's the move. And it's like, oh no. I said it's a move.
I think he was saying that's a way to success.
It is, yes. I am married. Dane also on
the
path to
marriage. Here it is.
That's the play.
Here it
that's
is.
How you do it.
Stop saying play and I'll let it go. Stop saying play. If like that's how you should treat women, if you say it like that, I'm down with it.
But
you keep saying move and play.
I feel like you have to do something to show that you're attracted if it's just like,
yes.
I don't know, because like the...
Kisser, man.
Not even that. Like just, I don't even know what it would be, but don't just ignore her.
Right.
Because to Erica's point, there is a certain age in life where if someone's if you're not showing at least a little disinterested, well, I just stroked out on that.
Yeah,
but like, then I'm moving on.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Like if you tried that with AHAC at this age, she'd be a hard no, which is why I'm a little concerned that Erica didn't just bounce.
Well, because he paid for dinner. He made the reservation, or not the reservation. It wasn't a reservation kind of place, but he like made the
that's the move. That's the move.
No, I was like,
I love him.
Eating good in the neighborhood, huh?
We didn't talk about
Applebee's. What a G.
How did we get here?
Oh, I don't think we're ever getting back.
No.
Okay. Arbitrary versary. The first time you shared riblets.
It was the first time that we had discount sushi.
That you remember the date?
Well, no, it was our first date. But
he took you to discount sushi and you're marrying him. Oh, say it.
He did say I could have turned my nose up to it and been like, this is the cheapest date ever. But instead I was like, I love sushi. I love big giant beers. Let's go. Now we're getting married.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Is anyone feeling controversial?
Oh, boy.
No. God, no. No. Oh, God. She doesn't know. Erica
yes,
doesn't know.
You are? Oh.
Erica doesn't know. Do you know?
Is there a song?
No, it's not a song. Oh. No.
At least pretend to be like, oh, is there a song? Like, happy?
Oh, is there a song?
Yeah.
No, there's not a song. Like, TX started a thing before you started to work here.
His controversial list.
Oh, my God. Yeah. You do know about
I do
it.
Know. I've listened enough.
Again, I've listened enough. No, like, you could say it.
Oh, I listened.
Enough.
Oh, right, yeah. Right.
What are your thoughts on his controversial rankings?
I'm ready to fight him.
Okay. My work here is done. I shall stand down. Erica, have your way with him. That's, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Do your worst.
Well, it is summer, so I thought I would present to you the controversial rankings, the best things about summer.
Okay, so let's get the song playing here. There's not really a song.
Oh, no.
I just wanted to see if Erica would kind of try to come in and go, controversial.
No, I'm not going to make up the song the first time I'm hearing it, but thank you.
Okay, sorry.
All right.
What is the best things about summer?
Best things about summer. Coming in at number 10.
Are 10?
Of course.
Is there a way we can make your list 5?
I could just start at 5.
But then we're going to go, what about? And he's going to say, that was earlier on the list.
So that if you're unfamiliar, can we just real quick recap? You have done bears.
Mm-hmm.
Like best bears?
Yeah, best bears, yeah.
And what do you think won? He was controversional because it wasn't Paddington, like, and it should have been.
Bear Grylls or something?
No, it was like...
It was Corduroy.
Corduroy was number one?
Yeah, Corduroy number one.
He's not number one.
Okay, wait. Okay.
He's always wanted a family.
Fully opinion.
Yes.
The Slacker Show research team, they crunch the numbers, they give it to me, and I report it. And that's why it's controversial.
Right.
Just real quick, what other things have you done off the top of your head?
Tigers.
Yeah.
Christmas treats.
Christmas treats. That's right. That one was
Christmas
not.
Christmas treats. That might be the one I heard.
Yeah, that's not terrible.
Okay. Yeah. Red and green M&Ms at number one.
Yes.
This is exactly why these.
And
lists
I'll
are
tell
sticking.
You what. I would have fought you over that.
Yeah, because that's dumb.
Yeah.
Because they taste exactly like regular M&Ms.
They are
regular.
All the same.
So put out regular M&Ms at your next Christmas party.
We will see how that goes.
You screwed.
Have we wasted enough time so we can be done?
Number 10.
Do we have to get a look at traffic?
Do we normally guess number one? It's been a while since we've done one.
Yeah. Oh, the cleaning supplies. That was a great one. That's a classic. Yeah. Marconi's hit me up about that one.
For you to, with a straight face, be like, well, that was one of the ones Marconi called.
We need to guess what the best thing about summer is.
I feel like we normally.
Yeah. What do you think number one?
No, because I don't want to say, because I don't want to ruin it for him. Okay. I know what his is.
Can I make a guess?
Yes, you can.
Ice cream cones.
Is it on the list?
It's on the list.
Oh!
He and Aaron have a weird thing with the stupid Otter Pops.
Oh, I almost said popsicles, which...
It's adjacent, but they just...
Otter Pops, in my childhood, elite summertime snack.
Yes, thank you.
It's dirty water.
Why leave them in your childhood? Keep it around.
Yeah, bring them back.
Yeah.
Make a good
point. You're fine. All right, sorry, we should reset this thing. It is...
I played the saxophone in high school. This is the best things about summer. The controversial rankings. Number 10, the weather.
Oh, my God.
What? Is it not good? The weather. It's good. All right. But number 10, because sometimes it's too hot.
Yeah, exactly.
It's often too hot.
Okay.
Number 9, baseball games.
Oh, my God. You live in Colorado. You cannot put that on the list.
What about home baseball? They're still fun to go to.
Yeah. That's why they're 9.
Backyard
nine.
Baseball.
Who plays backyard baseball? Who's got a backyard big enough to play baseball?
Well, I don't know baseball. What his backyard looks like, baseball, but he has a backyard, child.
This room is considerably bigger than his backyard.
Yeah. Don't be mean.
I'm not trying to be mean.
We couldn't even have a dugout.
It's like, no. I love his house. Everything's set up. He's got a walkout basement, so he's got a deck, and he's got like Blackstone and a grill, and then downstairs he's got like a gardening thing and like a little pathway down. Oh, it's sick. Yeah. But there's no baseball happening.
And then it just ends.
Okay.
That's the end of it.
No baseball, sorry.
Okay, yeah. But how many games have you gone to this year?
None.
How many games did you go to last year?
I went to one.
And also,
I went to a Rockies game.
It's not summer yet.
Okay, but how can it be on the list if you only did it one time? Was the weather good the whole summer? Yes, that's how it gets on the
but
list.
But sometimes it's too hot. That's why it's 10. And 9, because I'd like to go more. But the Rockies aren't winning, and it's kind of expensive to go.
I'm just doing...
And I've tried to go to high school games, but you're like, oh, that's weird. You don't have a kid in high school. So I would go to more.
That is just another subject that I will have to tackle with Eric at some point. But I just want to ask her real quick. Do you think it's weird to just go into high school when you know nobody there and just watch the kids play?
My father would do this.
There you go.
Thank you.
And it's weird. It's weird as hell.
No, like, it's not. He's a great
man. Yes, it is. You don't go there.
Yeah, your knows him well.
Yeah. Okay. I just have to say, and I will take some responsibility for, but Eric has also done it. You're only 2 in, and we're running out of time.
Okay.
So we're probably going to have to extend this, but just keep, I mean,
okay.
Unless you just read them all like 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, like just go. 8.
Number 8, 4th of July fireworks. Hard to beat. Oh, but you only do it once a summer. How could it be on the list?
it's
controversial.
My friend, is not true. Because like the Rockies do it on July 4th, and then like Mile High Stadium does it on like somebody chooses the Friday, and like my neighborhood does it like 2 weeks ahead because they're like, our fireworks are ratchet, and we know we don't want to intrude on any other good show.
Oh,
so they
that's
shoot
good.
Them off on like June 12th.
Okay, well.
I thought they'd go after when they could get everything on a discount.
That's so smart.
Talk to your HOA.
I will talk to him. Okay, sorry. Keep going.
Number 7.
Yeah.
This is controversial, I feel like. Pools. Pretty low on the list, but overrated.
Do you have a pool?
No.
Exactly.
Because he doesn't have an HOA, so he doesn't have a like pool in his neighborhood.
Yeah, right. We don't have one. We miss. But and again, pretty hot. Just very hot.
The pool is to cool down.
Yeah. They're fun.
The pool
should be
in the top
2.
Five. You're an idiot.
And I think Aaron's going to... Do you get in the pool when you go to the pool?
Yes!
Women don't.
Yeah,
women just lay on
the
side of it.
I put on like a snorkel mask and fins.
Okay, yeah. That's why I said Aaron's going to answer this differently.
And swim in the pee water.
Erica, do you get in the pool or do you tan at the
pool? It depends how hot it is.
Yep. If it's hot, you get in. Especially like in my pool, there's a corkscrew slide. You have to ride the slide.
You have a pool?
The pool at our HOA. I don't have a pool in my house.
His neighbor does, though.
It feels like we could probably break in.
No, you cannot. There's heavy security in the pool area.
Noted.
Okay.
What number are you on?
That was 7.
Oh, Jesus.
Number 6. Mm-hmm. Slacker, you're going to like this one. It's patio season. You can sit outside, outdoor dining, restaurant, bar.
Yeah, that is nice.
You haven't said it yet.
What?
If number 6 is day drinking, it's the only one you've said that's good. Because you can't day drinking in the winter feels real weird.
Yeah.
Or when it's snowing, that's the way to go.
Snowing if you're in a hot tub, but you cannot just, on a snowy day, you don't just like walk outside and go, then go crack a beer. But like if it's...
No, on a snowy day, you sometimes go bar hop. Because what else is there to do?
Alcoholic. Here's the deal. We're 6 in, and we don't have time to finish. Get the rest of the list where? Social media?
Yeah, it'll be posted. You can get on the Odyssey
app.
We'll
have it
posted.
Do it next?
We'll let him do the rest of his stupid list next.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Oh, look, you're still here. What's wrong with you? Not anybody in this room. It's the listeners. It's like...
Well, with that attitude...
Yeah. They're on the edge of their seats.
Hold on. You were on my team a minute ago.
I'm not anymore.
You like his controversial ranking.
Okay with so far the rankings.
A little less controversy this time.
TX, set it up again. What are you doing?
This is the best things about summer.
Did you hear what he did there?
Number 10, the weather. Yeah. Number 9, baseball games. 4th of July fireworks coming in at 8. Pools at 7, a little low for some, not Erica. Number 6, patio season, outdoor dining.
Just say day drinking.
Day drink, okay.
Yeah, but, yeah, that makes it better.
But it does make it, outdoor dining, I don't want to eat when it's hot. But to
eating outside is so fun.
Yeah.
It's the only time I can comfortably sit there and have a froze. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
As a, like a guy who just mowed his yard and you got grass clippings on your flip-flops. And you're like, froze, please.
Yeah, get after that's it. Good.
You go without changing your shoes?
God, no. You just got to get after the day drinking, man. Sorry. Anyway, there are 5 more controversially ranked summertime activities that rock.
Yes. Number 5, vacations / trips. I had to put both on there. Some of us don't. A vacation, you can go to Mexico, you could go abroad or something like a full-blown, or Disney, that's a vacation, or you could just do a little trip.
Trip.
Yeah. A trip is a vacation.
A trip is like a nearby.
Yeah, like a road trip. It's kind of, either way, maybe you're just getting away for a little bit, maybe using some PTO. It's a good part about summer, right?
I think it's the same thing, but sure, but not everybody gets to do that. I don't remember the last vacation or trip I took. When was the last time you guys saw me go anywhere?
You went to an F1 race in Austin?
People with less memory.
That was in the summer, too.
Yeah, but I had to meet one of our big bosses out there. So
for the tickets.
Okay. Meeting the big boss. Before.
Okay, no, I do see that. But you know,
it's
that,
at least the time to do it. I understand maybe you're not always able to, but it's a good part. Especially you're growing up, you know, summer vacation.
Yeah.
But you're gonna say that the average person listening to our show right now is gonna put that above pools. That's where I think you've messed up.
I would say it's more exciting.
You just do the pool more. You just yeah, okay.
You do, but the pool's exciting. So hot. That's really the guiding factor through all these things is what is not hot.
The weather's too hot.
Yeah,
the fireworks are too hot. The Rockies games can be too hot.
Yeah, can
everything
be.
About you. Like, this list isn't about the commoners. It's about you.
No, people agree.
No, they
the people,
don't. Nobody agrees.
Fan voted.
This is okay.
Number
fan
4.
Voted.
It's not
like,
fan
this
voted.
This is the AMA.
It's not. It's dumb.
Number 4, the best parts about summer, cookouts. Mm-hmm. Getting the grill, firing it up, maybe the Blackstone with an air fryer in it. Slacker.
He's got
with me. An air fryer in it.
Oh yeah,
I bought the big dog Blackstone with air fryers in it.
And then you gave it away.
No, I gave him my regular one.
Oh.
When I bought if I happen to buy a Costco that has an even bigger Blackstone with more air fryers or a pool on the side or a little like handmade or whatever, I will hand down. Now, I got to ask a question. If I get another one, do I hand the air fryer one to you and you hand the other one to...
Yes. That's only fair.
I feel like...
It's only fair.
No, it's not.
This is ridiculous.
No.
It's number 3 on my list.
Okay. But I'm just saying, if Costco has another one, somebody
okay.
Gets
okay. Then wow. we'll fight about it.
Okay. We can go shambo.
What was that? Number 4? So number 3.
Yep.
Top 3. It's getting to the nitty gritty. Summer flings.
Summer flings were so fun.
I've never had one, you guys.
Yeah. Maybe this is the year.
No, it was always summer was when you break up because you want to be free.
Oh.
I'm unfamiliar.
Slut.
Well, no, it also sounds like you had a lot.
I'm jealous.
Sounds like you had a lot of summer flings then. If you were
you don't
breaking
wanna...
up to you know, get about town.
Yeah, flings for her.
Right.
You want to do a lot. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, for me, it was, that's the time you can maybe date a girl from another school, you know?
Oh.
Do you call your shot on a summer fling? Do you say, I know that you know, or is it just understood? I know that you know.
Sometimes summer flings turn into more.
Then it's not a summer fling. Then it's just the beginning of, I just want to know, because it's that weird FWB thing where you have to go, you get that we're only just doing this because we both want to touch each other's ugly places. And I want it to be clear that the second the clouds roll in, bye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sign you have to, here, initial here,
right,
this is done.
A little bit, don't you?
It's way less sexy if you talk about it.
So it's just you have to trust that
mutual
she's not,
understanding.
Yes. Yeah. And neither of you can't be the first to fall too deep in that you're kind of just you're flinging it. Okay. You know?
I'd like to point out that my pick for number 1 is in the final 2.
Hold on, what'd you say? Ice cream cones?
I said ice cream cones.
And I think my pick is number one.
What is your pick?
I picked the stupid Otter Pops.
Oh, okay. Right.
That's okay. Right. They're not stupid. And they might be in the top two.
There's only two left, right?
There's only two left.
We'll get to those
in 7 minutes.
Just get to them.
Number two, the best thing about summer, no school. There's no school. What's better than that?
Oh, no. I'm nervous.
We're staring each other down. No school is the best.
Thank you.
We haven't had school in, for some of us, centuries. It's like millennia have passed. What are you talking about?
But still, it's just a good feeling to know that the kids are getting a break. You know, they throw the papers up at the end and they sing the song.
School.
Yeah, wait. Of course he hates it.
Come to the dark side, Erica. These lists are stupid.
No, but
you see now how stupid it is because he's got a really dumb one clear at the top. He's got pools in the bottom.
Pools at seven.
Okay.
Number one, the best thing about summer. Slacker had Otter Pops. Erica has ice cream cones. Right. Aaron, did you make a guess?
I was thinking Otter Pops, but I am sad that s'mores aren't on your list.
Oh my God,
you guys, he's going to combine them all.
Is it just summer?
He's
going to
combine them all. Do it, you filthy whore.
Number one, the best part about summer, frozen treats.
Wow. No s'mores.
You all kind of win.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
I've got a story about a man who did the right thing. I don't know why he's in trouble.
Okay.
I have a story. You better watch where you're going when you're driving.
Okay.
Just a PSA.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
A man in Poland.
Hello.
You sound like Harry Styles.
Oh, man.
Oh, wow.
Do not blow that much sunshine.
Governor Harry Styles.
That just ruined my day.
One Direction.
You lost it.
All right.
Harry.
Also, he's not Polish, so.
Oh, yeah.
That was my point.
Okay. All right. Yep. Okay. Lock it back in. Can I just say, the show is completely off track when I'm the one bringing it back.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We're way far gone. Okay. All right. Anyway.
Okay. A man in Poland made a grand entrance to a police station. He had been banned for life from driving.
Oh.
Due to multiple drunk driving incidents.
Always one of these guys.
And like so he said, "Don't worry, I'm not driving. I have a horse and cart."
A loophole.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's no such thing as an HUI.
The horse is in charge.
Yeah. I mean, his blood alcohol level was twice the legal limit. It's still
also
not acceptable, I guess.
He felt the need to go show the police that he was driving the horse.
Just wanted you to know.
Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Better tighten up those laws.
He was arrested.
Okay.
Okay, that's great. Very good.
Laws are plenty tight.
Harry?
Harry? My story is out of Alabama.
Alabama.
Roll Tide.
We're down in Alabama.
Oh my God, our boss loves Auburn.
Roll Tide.
No, that's...
I know, I just say that to get under his skin. Okay. He's actually a Roll Tide guy, but if you say Auburn, it makes him really, really bad.
Great news.
Great news.
My story, we get to test out that brand new sound effect
we
have.
Oh, which one?
Oh.
It involves a kangaroo.
Oh.
Boing. Boing. Boing.
Why is it Swedish today?
There is a two-vehicle crash in Alabama.
Okay.
There was an escaped kangaroo. It was on the interstate. Yes. It was a kangaroo.
Wait, was the kangaroo one of the vehicles?
It's unclear which vehicle the kangaroo was driving. No, the kangaroo was on the road and caused two other cars to hit each other.
Okay, got it. Okay.
I'm not quite sure how that works.
Okay. There's probably a boing in there somewhere.
Boing.
There it is.
So the cars crashed into each other.
Yep.
The kangaroo continued on.
Okay.
Unfazed, unhurt.
Okay. So everything's fine.
Yeah.
The whole story was just for that?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I made it up.
Tune in tomorrow for zoo stories and kangaroo stories. Who's closing this thing out?
Those!
Oh!
For all the stupid people and kangaroos we could find.
Boing!
for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.